Good evening. It's Friday the 7th of December, and this is the 370th One Thing Today micro podcast. Every couple of weeks, this podcast, which is sent out daily, every weekday, to members here at Sustainably Creative, is available here on the site, and today's the day for that. So if you enjoy listening to this podcast today and you'd like to hear episodes more regularly, then check out what it means to become a member of Sustainably Creative by going to www.sustainablycreative.com/members. Or if you're listening to this on the site, just click on the members link at the top of the page and you can find out about becoming a member. I'm still moving incredibly slowly at the moment, but today I'm happy to report that I've actually been out of the house under my own steam for the first time in a little while, and I met a friend for breakfast and then bought some Christmas lights for the Christmas tree and a new Christmas decoration. I have a bit of a tradition that every year or so, not absolutely every year, but most years, I buy a new Christmas decoration for the tree. And I've been doing that for a few years now. And I also have a lot of old Christmas decorations that kind of grew up from when I was small and through my years at home. So there's a lot of Christmas decorations, and I've just been putting up my tree, and I've just been adding probably 5 decades worth of Christmas decorations to the tree, some of which are probably older, well, some of which are definitely older than me, and adding the newest one, which I bought today. And it's just reminded me just how important it is and how useful it is to work at things slowly, to build up slowly, to take the long view over things. And I think a big part of being sustainably creative is embracing that idea, embracing the idea that we can work little and often over time, and even just purchasing a new Christmas decoration almost every year can build up over time into a beautiful eclectic mix of decorations. And the same holds true for our creative work, that we can work on it as regularly as we can. That doesn't have to be every day. If we can do a little every day to move things along, that's a really good thing. But if we can't, if we can just work perhaps once a week or even just once a month, over time, over a lifetime, we build up a huge body of work. And that's really good to be reminded of, especially if, like me at the moment, you're a little low on energy. My creative work has rather taken a back seat over the last few weeks. Well, I've been kind of embracing this idea of a creative convalescence, a healing time to kind of get over the busyness of the summer and to kind of wait for new stuff to start to emerge. And as I have reported over the last few podcasts, if you're a regular listener, I have started to see those little shoots that things are starting to happen while I kind of look after myself and wait. So feeling quite positive at the moment, but also very aware that I need to still take things very easy. And it's rather heartening to put up the Christmas tree and to put up all these decorations that have kind of spanned my lifetime and even before my lifetime. It's a rather nostalgic thing to do, quite an emotional thing to do, but a beautiful thing to do. So I'm very, very pleased to put up my Christmas tree. I hope wherever you are that you're having a good day today, that if you can, you can find that one small thing to do today that moves your creative life on a little. But if, like me, you're low on energy at the moment, that you can look after yourself and trust that a better day will be along soon. Thank you very much for listening. If you're not a regular listener to these podcasts, do check out the members page on the site and maybe come and join us and listen to these podcasts every weekday. At the moment, I did miss yesterday's podcast. Apologies for that. At the moment, just some days, the podcast is a little bit too much. But mostly every weekday, I send out a podcast. And I'll probably record an extra podcast for the weekend to make up for yesterday's lack of a podcast. So hopefully speak to you over the weekend. And if not, I shall be back on Monday with a little bit more. Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.